importance. He had a very exaggerated view of his importance, that he thinks Allah is going to give people according to what he wants. So that is why the solution, ilmi, you can't harm the person. Amali, practical level, even if it is difficult, be kind upon the person whom your jealousy is directed towards. Be kind towards the person towards whom your jealousy is directed towards. And therefore, Mu'tanu Rahmatullahi, subhanallah, what great ni'mat and wisdom Allah had granted him. He knew the ailments of the heart. So he said that there are three stages of jealousy. One in which person is ma'adhur, in one he is ma'ajur, and one he is ma'azur. Now let me explain this. One is ma'adhur. Ma'adhur means he is excused. When hasad comes involuntarily, spontaneously you see someone with something, you feel jealous. But you don't dwell upon it. You don't do anything harmful to the person. In that, you are ma'adhur. You are excused. Allah won't give you reward. Allah won't give you punishment. Because it came involuntarily. And many times, thoughts that come in namaz involuntarily, no guna and no sin. As long as you don't bring that thoughts. So one is ma'adhur. You are excused. Jealousy comes involuntarily. Just comes spontaneously. But you don't dwell upon it. You don't do anything harmful towards a person whom your jealousy is directed towards. One is ma'ajur, you are rewarded. You get these thoughts. Jealousy comes involuntarily towards a person whom Allah has bestowed something. And you go against that thoughts. You go against that thoughts. So you become jealous, but then you still praise the person. You still be good towards him. You don't speak bad about him in front of anyone else. In that, you would be rewarded by Allah. And the third type is jealousy comes with regard to another person. Then you act upon its demands. So now when it comes to you, you now go and backbite about him. You go and speak bad about him. You have evil feelings in your heart about him. You become jealous about him. There you are punished. Subhanallah, look at the beauty. One, ma'adhur, you are excused. One, you are rewarded. One, you are punished. So these are the three stages of jealousy which the ulama have made mention. Another angle that we should try to think about, and before we go towards a conclusion, is in Arabic there is a saying, kullu ni'matin mahsood. Anyone who's got some form of ni'mats, he must expect sometimes people will be jealous about him. He must expect and anticipate it. And therefore, you know, sometimes these SMS messages come, you know, you keep it. And today someone reminded about it, and I went back to the phone and found this, the saying of Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali, that Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali, it said, given the widespread feeling of people jealousy, he said, there are two types of people who remain in this world. Two types of people. Those who rejoice on my tragedy, and those who are jealous on my achievements. See, today because of the, you know, people are not good in akhlaq, he said at that time, two types of people. One who rejoice on my treasuries and the other who is jealous about my achievements. You know, so therefore, look at the beauty what Hazrat Mu'tanu Rahmatullah Ali has written. He said, Hasid ke samne apne ni'mat ka dhikr na karna mustahsan hai. If you feel someone is going to be jealous about something, don't make mention of it in front of someone. And then he quotes, Hazrat Mu'tanu Rahmatullah Ali quotes a hadith. He says, seek help in achieving your objectives by keeping it secret. Sometimes seek help in achieving your objectives by keeping it under wraps. And sometimes in our South African situation, we have such a great deal of, you know, show of our wealth. It's not healthy because it leads to people becoming jealous. And then that becomes upon other things. Oh, you got a lot of wealth. Indians or Muslims got a lot of wealth. And this people got a lot of wealth. Why? Why? Because you have not been able to keep your ni'mats under wraps. So Mu'tanu Rahmatullah Ali said, sometimes there is a need for you to keep your ni'mats under wraps. And there are many examples that we can give with regard to that. But let me conclude with a hadith which is under authority of Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala, which is such a beautiful hadith. Anas bin Malik radiallahu ta'ala says that one day, we were sitting in the gathering of Nabi Karim sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when a person came from somewhere, and Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this person is from Jannat. This person who comes, he didn't hear it. He said, he is from Jannat. So the Sahaba were quite surprised with regard to that, and they said, and he is from Jannah. So then Abdullah ibn Amr ibn al-As radiallahu anhu was a young Sahabi. He said, when Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, this person is from Jannat, I was very curious, why is he from Jannat? You know, so he said, I went to him and said, I have an argument with my father, and I want to stay with you for 3 nights until my father's anger cooled down. So he said, I went and I studied his life. I found him. He